It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Andy Gresh joins us right now, Infinity Sports Network, Mad Dog Radio Network, the host of Gresh and Anik, and he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Gresh, good morning to you.
Hello, gents. How we doing? And, I mean, it's the Spurs with no Wemby, so I can understand why some of your people are like, eh,
hey,
I'll wait for the playoffs.
They still get to see Donovan Mitchell. They still get to see Evan Mobley. They still get to see Darius Garland. They still get to see Jarrett Allen. They still get to see Sam Merrill. They still get to see Harper. They still get to see Bobby Sura.
Yeah, against the Y League team. That's great.
Cavs tickets are great no matter what.
Starting
Gresh.
To think this Andy
on,
Gresh thing was a mistake.
You better knock it off. All right, Gresh. We had Brian Hoyer on with us yesterday, and he said he'd be willing to give up a fourth round pick for Joe Milton if he were the Cleveland Browns. He said Joe Milton is better than any quarterback in this draft. Here comes Gresh now. Now I love Brian, and we're taking Brian's word, and we're all going to run with it. But you disagree. You be nice to Brian. He's a former Brown.
No. Listen, I love Brian. He's a good dude, and has spent a ton of time around here. But come on, now that feels like the kind of stuff you say when you're trying to put the propaganda and put the good mouth, as they say, on someone to try to build a little bit of interest. Look. Joe, I think people in New England would love to turn this into RG3 and Kirk Cousins somehow. And Jerod Mayo, Kenny, and Anthony got nothing right. Nothing. When I tell you nothing, I really mean nothing. And one of his picks was, let's take a flyer on my boy from Tennessee. Everybody is going to pump up the value on the dude. Listen, from a New England end, Kenny, I want everybody to put the good mouth on Joe Milton. I want the best pick I can possibly get from some team who will get him and realize he's this unbelievable raw piece of talent. But when it actually comes to playing the quarterback position, I think there's got to be a real discussion had. So from my end, let everybody get all horny for what they think Joe Milton would be. Just give me the pick so I can reset the position and know that this guy ain't playing above Drake May right now.
What did you think, Gresh, when you saw Milton? Did you put zero stock into Week 18?
Zero, brother, because at that point it was, holy hell, are we going to have to deal with another year of this? More than it was, wow, Joe Milton went out there and did some stuff in the last week of the regular season. Not to say that everybody is just drunk on Drake May. I think it's more of the no one figures that this guy is going to be a real factor at the quarterback position, at least here in New England. He's got all these amazing skills, right? How many dudes have we heard of, wow, they're 6'5", they're 240, they can throw it a country mile, but they can't read a book when it comes to figuring out a defense. So, look, I looked it up on Tankathon. You guys have, like, mounds of, so I think it's like fourth and fifth round picks or something like that. Yep, slide one this way. We'll blow it on a kicker. That's fine.
Andy Grash joining us here on the show. How far away are the Patriots there? Should they be getting rid of Joe Milton, or should they hold on to him just in case Drake May gets hurt or something like that?
No, oh no. I think you get rid of Joe Milton. You get rid of the asset now before he sits for another year behind the kid. And to me, Ken, it's not so much that it's an anti-Milton thing. It's more of a, okay, you have Drake May earmarked. There is no competition here. You're either putting this guy on the practice squad as a developmental quarterback, as a show quarterback, and you hope he gets better, or you're just going to move on from him. And, you know, I think there's only, honestly, guys, I think there's only so much bandwidth in terms of developing the quarterbacks in New England. And, you know, no one's going to stick their neck out and say, yeah, Joe Milton should really be the guy over Drake May. Everybody is into developing May. So even if Milton turns out to be good, we would never find out here in New England because everybody is on the kid.
Gresh, I want to know what this weird three-quarters, what would you call it? Well, not a midlife crisis. What would you call it for Belichick? What is going on? What do people think up there about Bill Belichick?
I find it very sexy.
It ain't no midlife crisis, we can tell you that. This is the real Bill Belichick, the truest I don't give an F, right? Like, think about this, y'all. This dude is older than Jordan Hudson's dad. And imagine that dynamic of, oh, yeah, Jordan and her boyfriend will be here for Thanksgiving. And then here comes this old man walking in with her, right? Like, here's the thing that I want to know. I don't want to know what the Belichick boys think. I want to know what the Belichick boys' wives think of all of this. Because let's be real. If you were in that situation and it's Thanksgiving dinner, and then dad and the 24-year-old walked in, you can't tell me. Like, I talked to my wife about this, and I'm like, wouldn't you be, like, completely rolling your – she'd be like, oh, my God, I wouldn't know how to handle it. So, for me, that's the one that I want to know. The boys went to go work for him because, well, why not? Dad's going to help set you up, and he's living the time of his life. But it's a little weird, there's no question, because I don't want to think about what some of the memes put out there. But, hey, listen, the guy, he doesn't care. He's never cared. And it's
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Evident by having what looks like his granddaughter on his arm.
Andy Gress joining us here on the show. So,
was that too stiff, Kenny? Was I a little too stiff there?
That was perfectly fine. I was
okay.
I'm okay. I love
listen, Bill's horny. Bill's horny too. No different than the rest.
I can't think of a Bill in that way.
That's twice now. Stop it. Stop using the word. It's making me uncomfortable. Gresh.
You have three kids.
So?
Happened to you four times. You got married.
I told you about the wedding night. It was a total disaster.
This is better than Jeremy Piven earlier this week.
It was a total...
Laughed more.
Finally, somebody said it. Finally, somebody said it. We've been holding it in for 48 hours, and Liva finally said it.
You can go see him tonight, by the way.
You can go see him tonight. Maybe
at the Agora, yeah.
At the Agora. What was I going to ask Gresh? Gresh started talking about my sex, and I forgot. Gresh. No. Hold on. Boston.
Yeah.
Celtics.
I'm going to get
there. Celtics departed. Jack Nicholson. Celtics, what do they think of the Cavs? We came back. We beat you. I know. We didn't have Chris Thompson. We didn't have this guy. There's always an excuse. What's the level of respect?
No, but listen. I mean, you say that it's the whole, we didn't have Chris Thompson. It's an excuse. When you have a real team that is laden with superstars that you truly need to take care of, this is how you have to run your business, so to speak, where it doesn't matter what happens in the regular season. It's about having all those guys upright. So make fun, take your victory laps, have a ton of fun with those regular season wins. But the reality of the NBA, Ken, is that when you have these guys, you make sure to take care of them because the only thing that matters is the playoffs. And I will say this, in terms of Cleveland, they're going to knock on the door. They're in the spot that the Celtics were a couple of years ago where you're trying to break through. But the playoff experience does matter. And I know that if I flip it to you, Ken, it'll be, well, we'll poo-poo that. But I think I looked this up the other
day. I'm not poo-pooing
it. Well, I think I looked this up the other day. I think Max Strus has played the most amount of playoff games of anybody on the Cavs. And if I'm not mistaken, little Peyton Pritchard has played in more playoff games than, like, Donovan Mitchell. And when you look at it, that's where I wonder if it's really going to come down to a Game 5, a Game 6, or a Game 7. Does Donovan Mitchell have enough Superman in him to be able to overcome everything that's on the other side? I feel like Cleveland has gotten better. They're taking the next step, as we've seen. That's what you got to do in the NBA. But they still need another, you know, they still need another Superman light beside Donovan Mitchell when you start to deal with these teams like the Celtics that are layered and layered. And, boys, one other thing. No one's talking about it here in Boston because no one wants to deal with the reality of there might be a new 49% owner next year for the Celtics, and eventually they're going to look at that tax bill and be like Golden State and be like, do we want to auction off parts of the team, or did we bring in somebody with billions of dollars that won't care about paying a $250 million tax bill? So there's some pressure here in Boston for this group to win another one because it might not look the same next year.
Andy Gresh joining us on the show. No, I'm not going to poo-poo it. I have a lot of respect for what the Celtics have built. It was built with due diligence. I mean, good God, they went through a lot of hell and not speeding it up, and they took their time and they did it the right way. But when I hear you say they need another Superman light, it just sounds to me like we have to wait probably another year and another year of maturation for Evan Mobley. I think he's taken a tremendous step this year, but I don't know if there's any other moves that we could really make that are realistic right now. So I think the Cavs are kind of who they are. The Celtics maybe, but you would know better than I do. And so it's just going to be, okay, then it's on Evan to learn in this series, hopefully grow even more, and then next year's the year again.
Look at it this way, Ken. I do believe that the Celtics, I think, either went to an East final or an NBA final, and then they turned around and, like, lost in the first round to the Nets. There was something like that in there. And then they really broke through. And, you know, we got to remember that for some of these guys, and I forget how young Mobley is, but, like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were playing playoff games when they were 19 and 20 years old, and that's a kind of education that you just can't buy, even in college basketball. So it's, let's put it this way. If the Cavs, say they lose in six to the Celtics in the East Finals, they've still taken a giant step forward towards having that championship credibility. And I know, Kenny, that everybody looks at it and they're just like, oh, my God, you know, how fast can we get here? How, you know, why can't we be good really quick and then stay good forever? In the NBA, it doesn't work that way. And if it does, it's a team that pops up and then maybe doesn't get back there. Like when you think of the Jimmy Butler Heat, they were always contenders, but they were inconsistent in really breaking through. It isn't a bad thing if the Cavs lose in six, but a guy like Mobley gets unbelievable experience. Then you keep tweaking the roster the way Danny Ainge did for years. Maybe someone falls in your lap, and the next thing you know, you got a big three, and you can saddle up and ride for a half a decade.
Andy Gresh, Infinity Sports Network, Mad Dog Radio, also the host of Gresh and Nick, joins us on the show. Andy, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Anytime, guys. Always great to talk to you, and it'll be a fun playoff run. I will see you later. Ken Torney.
Outstanding. Andy Gresh on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Then he hung up. He knew I was going to be upset.
All right, so he started out kind of blasting dismissive and condescending to the Cavs, and then the more he talked, it's like, well, yeah, he believes, he thinks the Cavs are going to be really, really good, but just... Yeah. A year away.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.